Kathy Burns with me, and we are talking about the gradually, or actually really quickly moving first freeze date.
Mm-hmm. And it's later in the fall every year.
Yeah. Which is nice for gardening on some levels,
yeah.
But it's concerning.
Well, we're really in tune with that first frost and especially freeze date, because as we get closer to time to plant garlic, we watch it closely because we have to get that garlic in the ground before the freeze and cover it up with straw and protect it. But it's really obvious to people who do grow food, tend the land in any way, that these patterns are shifting. So we're going to talk today about how these dates are
how much shifting,
indicators of some trouble.
How much shifting is going on?
Well, according to some data from Climate Central, quote, an independent group of scientists and communicators who research and report the facts about our changing climate and how it affects people's lives, say that between 1970 and 2023, that's a 53-year span, the first freeze date has moved an average of 11 days later into the year.
Yeah.
Also, fall season temperatures have increased by an average of 2.4 degrees Fahrenheit across the contiguous United States since 1970.
I will not be surprised if October here in Des Moines is the warmest October we've ever had. I tell you, the first week of my Save America March, I was dying in the heat. It was 85 mm-hmm. to 90.
And we have skirted close to, in Des Moines, a frost date. And now we're way above it for our lows at night. So it's pretty weird. There are serious effects of late freezes. It can disrupt the ecological cues that nature has for
what does that mean?
For starting and shutting down growing processes.
Okay.
For instance, when plants go into kind of hibernate and they need to have that cold period. This applies to farms, gardens, forests, pollinators, and other plants don't know when to go hibernate. They may get all the bees could go in too early in the year.
Right, and one thing about bees may start because it's warmer; they're more active. They may start eating into their winter food supply earlier than normal,
and they don't have pollen anymore. Out there, nectar to go collect. There aren't many blossoms out because of less sun. So for agriculture, it means long active seasons for insect pests, extended weed and disease pressure on crops, and fruit growers notice a reduced chilling hour time period, and that impacts yields and quality of the
next
fruit.
In the next season.
In general, and beyond agriculture, we have extended demands on our cooling systems, AC units in cars and homes, et cetera.
Yeah.
Extended risk of wildfires, allergies lingering later into the fall.
I've heard people complain about that, and I'm fortunate that I don't suffer from those kind of allergies. My only allergy is bee venom.
Bee venom.
Which is a great allergy to have when you're a beekeeper,
I think a little allergy issue, but nothing to medicate for anything. Another disruption in the general biosphere is disruption to bird migration patterns.
Mm.
They could be not migrating at the right time because it feels hunky-dory, and then suddenly it's a quick shift into winter, and they could be left.
Yeah, I don't know about I kind of noticed geese migrations, but those are more obvious. But, they don't really migrate anymore.
Not out of Des Moines or Central Iowa.
And
they
think,
stay here. They winter over.
But that's not just because of the changing climate. It's also because of the proliferation of ponds.
Mm-hmm.
Corporate ponds that have a nice sprinkler in the middle to keep it
free of ice all year round. But robins used to go away and then come back in the
cardinals
spring.
As well.
And cardinals. And now we don't see robins as year-round, but they are here, not in as large numbers. But these are all just changes that can really throw us off our guard and cause some major irritations and problems.
Well, it's to those who continue to deny climate change, and I know it's a really small universe, but you look at the graphs, And yeah, it's happening. It is absolutely undeniable that that frost dates are now a lot later than they were back in 1970.
Well, we've got to get a handle on it.
Yeah.
So we can keep eating and loving our food and our earth in the future.
Kathy, thanks for joining me.